This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia claims one of its military vessels on Friday chased away a U.S. naval destroyer that attempted to violate Russian territorial waters during Russian-Chinese naval drills in the Sea of Japan. But Washington says it's not true. The U.S. military said its guided missile destroyer was conducting routine operations in international waters in the Sea of Japan when a Russian destroyer came within 60 meters of the American ship, though all interactions were safe and professional. Earlier, the Russian Defense Ministry said the crew of a Russian anti-submarine vessel had radioed a warning to the American ship that it was in an area closed to navigation due to exercises with artillery fire. It's the second time in 4 months Russia has said it chased a NATO member warship from its waters. In June, Russia accused a British destroyer of breaching its territorial waters off Crimea in the Black Sea and said it had forced it away. Britain also rejected Moscow's account of that incident, saying at the time its ship was operating lawfully in Ukrainian waters. Brazil's vice president said on Friday a deployment of soldiers to the Amazon rainforest will end just weeks before the global climate conference, where the administration aims to show commitment to curbing illegal deforestation. Nearly 3,000 soldiers have been in the Amazon for just over 3 months, working to prevent deforestation and man-made fires. The deployment is the third in President Jair Bolsonaro's administration, stemming from a decree signed in late June and was extended once already. That extension went through Friday. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Central African Republican President declared a ceasefire on Friday in the government's long-running conflict with rebels, saying all but two of the main armed groups had agreed to put down their weapons. The country was plunged into a bloody civil war after a coup in 2013, and while the violence has decreased over the past 3 years, armed groups still control large swaths of the country. The president announced on national radio, quote, "This immediate unilateral ceasefire is a demonstration of my firm intent to prioritize the path of dialogue after 8 years of war." The Central African government and the armed groups have previously attempted several ceasefires and even peace accords, but none have stuck. After the CAR president's re-election in December, he promised to seek national reconciliation. However, efforts have stalled. The Taliban official says suicide bombers attacked a Shiite mosque packed with worshippers attending Friday prayers in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 47 people and wounding 70. The deadliest attack since the U.S. military withdrawal. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the carnage at the mosque in Kandahar province, but the attack comes a week after a bombing claimed by the local Islamic State affiliate killed 46 people at another Shiite mosque in northern Afghanistan. It's raising fears that the Islamic State, an enemy of both the Taliban and the West, is expanding its foothold in Afghanistan. Video footage showed bodies scattered across bloodstained carpets, with survivors walking around in a daze or crying out in anguish. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton remains in a California hospital Friday, where he is recovering from a non-coronavirus infection 3 days after he was admitted. The 75-year-old, who left office in 2001, entered the University of California Irvine Medical Center on Tuesday evening for the infection, according to his spokesman, who says Clinton is, quote, on the mend. His doctors say Clinton went to the hospital after suffering from fatigue and has received both IV antibiotics and fluids. He has dealt with heart problems in the past, including a 2004 quadruple bypass surgery and a 2010 procedure to open a blocked artery. Clinton's wife, Hillary, a former Secretary of State and presidential candidate, was at the hospital on Thursday night and was later seen leaving. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.